Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Well, we continue to follow the story of the West Lake Landfill and Coldwater Creek and those living in that area who have been exposed to radiation because of the radioactive material that was dumped there. Senator Josh Hawley has been leading the crusade to compensate victims of the nuclear radiation exposure. And some things are moving forward in the final version of the big, beautiful bill that could help compensate people who have suffered from illnesses, suffered family members' death from that radiation. And to give us more information on where we stand, what this means for those, especially in our area, is Dawn Chapman, co-founder of Just Moms STL. That is the nonprofit group that's combating radioactive waste from the Manhattan Project in St. Louis. And Dawn, thank you for joining us today.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing okay. And I want to know how you're doing because the latest update on RECA, which is the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, is that it is right now moving forward. It passes the quote unquote birdbath in the Senate and may be included in the final version of the big, beautiful bill. What do people need to know about this?
So I think the first thing is we're closer now than we've ever been before with getting Missouri included in this much needed life-saving legislation that will have a tremendous impact on the St. Louis region. And we survived a very difficult process in the Senate that a lot of things don't survive. So we're feeling extremely hopeful and ready to tackle it once it gets in the House. But this will bring so much relief to people who are both sick from exposures and who have also lost people to exposures, as well as covering medical bills. This is going to save lives.
So in terms of the actual money or compensation benefits involved, as you understand it, what will specifically be included?
So if you have lost a relative or someone from exposures with the type of cancer that is covered under this program and they lived in any of the zip codes, that's a survivor benefit of $25,000. If you yourself are sick or someone you love is currently sick and battling one of the illnesses covered, that is $50,000 worth of compensation, or you can choose to have all your medical bills for that illness reimbursed. So this will give people the chance to fight and seek the medical treatment they need. And it will also help those that have lost loved ones that have incurred significant death, debt mm-hmm. from that loss.
Yeah, and so if people aren't familiar, RECA isn't a new law or new concept. It first came into effect in 1990. It did cover those exposed to nuclear weapons testing during the Cold War, but that was focused on Utah, Nevada, Arizona, and some other areas. Senator Josh Hawley is pushing to expand RECA to help people in Missouri, as you mentioned. I'll go ahead and read his quote, Don, because I do think it gets to the point. He said, "This isn't an act of God. This isn't a freak of nature. This is the federal government dumped nuclear radiation and nuclear toxins into our soil, into our water in Missouri. It's still there." And then he said, "With RECA, you're going to get your health care bills covered. I mean, it's just that simple." He's saying the government created this problem. They need to help the people who've been hurt by it.
That's absolutely true. And, you know, you're right. This legislation was introduced by Orrin Hatch in the 1990s. We always should have been included in this legislation. It's just nobody knew the role that St. Louis and Missouri played in the Manhattan Project. So Senator Hawley has had to go around and educate to a very extensive state all these different elected officials and why Missouri should be included and, frankly, why we were left out.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy because we were ground zero for the testing, or at least, you know, creating, I should say, the materials. It's insane to me that we were left out.
The look, Amy, the look on these elected officials, these senators, these House members' faces, when you point that out and you show them our documents, their jaws just drop. And they're like, how did that happen? How is it you all got left out of the narrative? And, you know, we respond back with, that's a very good question, but rather, could you just help us get added to the narrative now?
Yeah.
Dawn, I feel like we have talked about this in the past. I'm not sure if we have, but there are some implications for people who live on the Metro East side as well, right? Because there was some material from that Manhattan Project that made its way just across the river too.
So that is correct. And one thing to remember with RECA is an apology by the federal government for doing this, and then compensation from the federal government because they caused the waste. Some of our friends on the other side of the river, there were some other commercial entities involved. And I would say this, there's a lot of communities that still need to be added to RECA Sure, but they also have a tough decision because, unlike us, they have others responsible. And they'll have to decide whether they want RECA or whether they would chance going through other types of litigation and potentially get more money. But if you get RECA, you can't do both. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that is a tough decision for a community to make. But on this side, for the St. Louis region here, for Coldwater Creek, Westlake, Weldon Springs, St. Charles, we don't have that option. The federal government is the one who poisoned us. And so they are who are responsible for making us whole.
Dawn, this goes back to December, so I apologize for bringing up a little bit older news, but you mentioned how Senator Josh Hawley has been fighting to include Missouri in RECA, and back in December, he was blaming Speaker Mike Johnson for the exclusion of reauthorizing RECA from a 1,500-page bill. He said that Johnson personally killed a bipartisan bicameral expansion plus spending cap RECA deal. It was him alone. That's what Hawley said. So is that just like one obstacle where he tries to push it forward, it gets bipartisan support, and then one person stops it? And if so, why? Why did it happen like that just a few months ago?
So that's a very good question. And our understanding is, you know, when they were working on the bill this past December, that they didn't want any of this extra stuff in it. And this was one of the extra things that was going to cost a little bit extra money. And that's the reason he personally killed it, even though we had more support than we've ever had. And so I think that, you know, it's a real hard balance right now. And it's the same with this bill for spending money versus balancing the deficit. But at the same time, you know, my response is, you know, America always does well when it invests in its own people. And that's what this is. It's an investment, and it's a chance to save these lives. And then these people go on to continue to work and live and give to the economy. And so this bill in many ways does pay for itself.
Dawn, this, as you said, it's got the support in the Senate. Then there will be, I'm sure, some sort of House fight. There always is one there. What do you envision that is going to look like?
So one thing that we're doing is we're watching the House members on formerly Twitter, X, and trying to gauge whether or not they're going to fight this bill or whether or not they're sending all the things that they want fixed over to the Senate for the senators to fix it so that it, when it gets to them, they're ready to vote. And we're hearing that July 4th is the deadline that the president wants to sign this. So honestly, we're hoping that there's not the fight in the House that there usually is. But to your point, who knows? But we're ready for it. We're on standby to fly to D.C. if we need to, at a moment's notice, to get in front of people and really educate them, because that's what we do. It comes down to, is there somebody that's going to not want this in that doesn't understand why it needs to be, that we can get in front of and say, hey, let us show you the health studies, the data, the cancer rates, and explain why this should survive.
So are there people now that you feel like you might have to get in front of?
You know, there isn't anyone we know of. I think we've been in front of everybody. I think that's the good news. But is there a one or two from a state that's way far away? I guess that could always happen. But again, so much hard work that we're doing right now is getting those documents ready, getting the health studies, getting everything we need so that at a moment's notice, we could print them or shoot off an email, or Senator Hawley's office could go over and say, look at this study. Let me explain something. You know, that's where at a moment's notice, you have to be ready to back up why we should be included and set that record and that narrative straight. So I think we're there. We've spent a lot of time prepping. So let's hope we don't have to use it, though.
Don, we were talking about RECA and the compensation for people who have been sick, who have lost loved ones because of the radioactive contamination. And I know the cleanup is ongoing. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think they're looking at an end date of 2038 for the cleanup around Coldwater Creek. Is that correct? And are you happy with where they're at as far as the cleanup, the process, and the attention being paid to that?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I think my answer would be I wish that were correct, but I don't think so. I think you're now probably looking at the end of 2050 because of how much more they're finding. And no, I'm not happy. They need to expedite this. I wish they would treat Coldwater Creek like they would if this were an emergency oil spill, right? And just get a very large team out there tomorrow and start getting it. And then, you know, in a year and a half, 2 years, have gotten what they can. That's instead of this small team that's constantly moving and taking a long time, just call in a big team.
That seems simple enough, right? Just get a lot of people on it and go to work.
It does. And I think we're trying to hold both, right? We're trying to push for RECA, but we're also trying to get that done as well. I think that the most recent development with this, with homes needing to be bought out and then destroyed, right, and people relocated, could very well be the thing that gets that to happen. But that's, I think, what I would like to see. And, you know, because we still have exposures until they're finished cleaning this up. So if that's 2050, that's how many more years of potential exposures?
We're talking 25 years, man. That is such a long time. So what do people listening, what can they do to help?
So the biggest thing that you can do right now is to reach out to your senators and explain and really encourage them to continue to push for this life-saving legislation. The other thing is you can follow us on JustMomsSTL.com or JustMomsSTL Facebook, Westlake Landfill Facebook, because there's going to be more meetings about the cleanup of North County and Westlake Landfill, and you really need to be at these meetings. We'll do the best we can to make it so that you can participate from your home by video, but you need to participate in this process because it's the only way we're going to get these things cleaned up and expedited.
Dawn, thank you so much again for joining us. Keep us posted on what develops.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dawn Chapman, co-founder of Just Moms STL. So, I guess they've taken a pretty big step forward here. Hopefully, once it gets to the House, there isn't a massive fight. And we had a texter who wanted to know, they were trying to look up RECA, and they couldn't find it, and they wanted to know how it was spelled. And it is RECA for Radiation Exposure Compensation Act. So that's what we are talking about here.
Yes. And in case you were wondering, because I had to double check as well a few days ago when we talked about RECA passing the Byrd bath, that is for Senator Byrd years ago when it came to budget reconciliation. Mm-hmm. And you say, okay, is this extraneous material issues that needs to be cut, or can this fit under the budget reconciliation rule? And so that's what that is. Pass the Byrd bath.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.